Welcome to Hello Dysfunction, episode 351. I'm Potifria, your host, and I'm hot, but I'm not taking my jacket off. I'm a jean jacket auntie today. I did ask Bunny, do only old people wear jean jackets, just to see what the answer was today. She said no. She said her bestie just bought two. So maybe they're making a comeback. I don't know. We'll see if I get any insults. So I have Lev here with me today. I found these at Target the other day. They're banana cream Olipop. I wanted to try these before, and this flavor specifically was sold out for a while. So I'm going to try it because I've never met anything banana flavor that I didn't like. Huge fan of banana. That actually smells like a banana. That's really good.
It is good.
That's really good. And so I was worried these would have like a apple cider vinegar taste or something, because I had like a, I don't know what flavor I had before, but it tasted weird. That's really fucking good.
Have you had these other Ollie ones?
I had like Ollie a root pop? Beer one or something before.
Wasn't as good, right?
It had a weird taste. I think it was a root beer one. So yeah, I didn't know what to expect with this one. It's really good.
Pretty good.
Highly recommend. 5 stars. What's been going on? My leg, my lymphedema leg is in here. I have to be careful how I cross them. I'm a leg crosser. And I've hurt myself like 3 times because I got my tattoo finished yesterday. It's been a year and some months since I started my last portrait on like the back of my calf, like really close to the ditch of my knee. If you're familiar with that area, you know how bad it is. It's so, so, so painful. And I've never tapped out on a tattoo, but that one I did and was in no rush to get it finished because it hurt so fucking bad. So I just like kept it a secret who it was all this time. And today I did the reveal online and I'm getting a lot of good feedback. A lot of people love it. It's Eileen Warnos, if you're not on my social media. The queen herself. I haven't seen anyone have a negative response, which is good. She is a serial killer, I guess. But, you know, if you're familiar with her case, society failed her. And, yeah, I'm not mad at what she did.
I saw a documentary on her sort of recently where she looked from a different perspective.
Yeah. Like in favor of her?
Yes. Kind
of? Yeah, I think that's probably the one I saw. I highly recommend that. You know, Monster came out a long time ago with Charlize Theron and Christina Ricci, I think. It's a really good movie, but the documentary is better if you care about her life at all and, like, you know, a lot of stuff that isn't included in the movie. But fun fact, the song that I put on the post with my tattoo reveal is the song that she requested be played at her funeral, or if she even had a funeral when she passed away, which is really sad because she didn't have many people in her life.
What song was it?
It's called Carnival by someone.
It's just a sad
by
song.
By a woman. It's not really, well, it's sad if you know that's the song she requested, but it's otherwise wasn't a sad, super sad song. But, yeah, so RIP to her. I'm kind of off my meds. I'm going to have to turn the fan on. I'm sorry.
I got you.
Can we? Yeah. Please? I'm sorry. If it picks up on the audio, I apologize. I'm fucking hot. And today is the day that I put a new estrogen patch on. So I tend to feel a little off when I put a fresh one on.
How's that?
That's perfect. Thank you so much. anyway, I stopped taking my SSRI, what, like 2 weeks ago now? And so I've been giving myself my Wellbutrin as a treat every now and then because it's kind of like a stimulant. And I don't want to just not be on anything. So I've been continuing that one irregularly. And I've also started testosterone. And so if I start like having rage, then you'll know why. Because I have been snappy lately and I didn't think about maybe the testosterone has something to do with it. Perhaps.
So no SSRI is completely gone?
Yeah, I was on a low dose anyway. I used to be on the max dose, but right now I've been on a pretty low dose, so it wasn't like dangerous to take. According to Dr. Maria, it wasn't dangerous to take myself off.
Gotcha. You're not maxing.
I'm not
dose maxing.
Dose maxing. But I am going to make an appointment, of course, with my psychiatrist and just let her know what I've been doing. And then we'll go from there and figure out what comes next and all that stuff. If you listen to previous episodes, I don't know if it was the last one or the one before, I talked about the PSSD and how scary that is. So, yeah, I don't want to be on SSRIs. So there's alternatives and I'm ready to try them. So Google that if you're not familiar or if you missed that episode. Real quick, I just want to say happy birthday to Zoe. 510 on social media. Today is her birthday. I am very proud of you and your academic success. You've been down for me for a while now. Love you so much. Made me the best banana pudding ever. And just is down. Just a solid person all the way around. Is like from where I'm from. And is quick to get at a bitch on my behalf, like just has my back. She's just great. She's just a wonderful girl. So happy birthday to you. And also happy birthday to Shea Butta Bay, a.k.a. Aurora the Dawn. Happy birthday to both of you Tauruses. I hope you guys have a wonderful birthday. The weather has been hella pretty, so I hope you guys are taking advantage and having a good time. Yeah. I noticed yesterday someone stole my butter brick and I was like flattered. This is the second time this has happened. Have you ever seen that I painted bricks?
No.
No? So like maybe it was last summer or something. I painted some bricks. I painted three. One is a Colgate toothpaste box. Mm-hmm. One was a pack of Newports and one was... a stick of butter.
And where were the bricks?
Like along my driveway.
Okay, so they were outside.
But like right on the like sidewalk side of the driveway so that like people, you know, walking around can see them. And I want to say like last year the Newport pack had got stolen and I was like, it's a little flattering. Wasn't mad at all. And then, I just noticed yesterday that the butter is gone. So, yeah, I hope it went to a good home.
That's nice.
I hope somebody's using it as a doorstop or something and enjoying it.
When you were happy they got stolen before, I'm like, someone came in your house and stole and you're happy.
No, not in the house, you know.
I got it.
No. Just in the public. And, so that just means somebody liked them and it brought them some joy. So I'm not mad at all. A really cute butter brick. I think they're on my page somewhere if you guys haven't seen them. You want to talk about our hospital visit?
Yeah, sure.
Let's do it. Okay. Let's talk a little bit about it.
Okay.
So a couple days ago, this is why the episode is a tad smidge late. The other day I got ready. We were going to record. And then Lev here was complaining of some chest pain. And... he had like some neck pain and stuff for a couple days before that. We thought maybe it was a pinched nerve. We didn't really know. But, you know, you can't really fuck around with that. And when it's hard to breathe and stuff, like things get scary. And I remembered back when I had an embolism, the symptoms I was having, and I feel like maybe he was having some of those. So I was like, we need to just go to the hospital. I'll feel better. We could rule out the serious shit, you know, and just find out what's going on.
I wasn't that happy about going.
You were not happy. You had to be forced. I had to call in backup to get you to go. So then we go. We went to a newer hospital, I guess. I had never been to this ER before, and I was a little impressed. I was like, okay, it looks new in here. It's not dirty. It's not crowded. Looks like a nice little hospital. I think we'll be okay. So if you've ever been for like heart, chest, lung type shit, they don't fuck around. So that was like one of my selling points. I was like, they're going to take you right back immediately. Don't worry.
It felt like a cheat code.
Yeah. So they did. They rushed him back immediately, an x-ray, immediately checking shit out. So we were really happy. And eventually we got to go back there with him. And then shit got interesting. They had him in a section, the VIP section of the club, where it was just like craziness. It was a lot of craziness going on. There was a super older woman that sounded like fucking Mary Poppins or Julia Child or someone next to him that was like hitting on the staff like a horny old lady.
She was also hearing things.
Oh, yeah. I missed all that.
She was hearing singing.
And what else? The rain.
And she was seeing rain.
She was on acid.
And hearing voices.
Okay. See, that happened before we came back.
And she liked the singing a lot.
I'm happy that she wasn't scared of whatever was going on.
Mm-mm. And she had an English accent.
Yes, she sounded like Julia Child or someone. And I guess was talking about her love of buzz balls.
Yes.
Who's giving this old fucking grandma buzz balls?
She was talking about her nephew or like something and was like, he likes buzz balls and I really like a buzz
ball. Ma'am, you don't, that's why you're seeing shit.
That's why you're hearing shit, seeing shit. I was like, I've got this
solved. They gave her the big one. No. She had some family in there with her. She wasn't alone, but she was just turned up, like flirting, like super heavily flirting with like the male staff and like wouldn't get dressed at one point. And she was like, I want like Aaron to help me. Yeah. And it was so weird because, like, okay, she's joking. She's making these inappropriate jokes with her family about Aaron. We'll just call him Aaron, right? But then when Aaron comes in, her relative was like, she thinks you're really attractive. Like, did you think grandma had a shot? Yeah. Like, that was what threw me off. Is like, now you're making him uncomfortable for what reason? Yeah. And she, like, wasn't saying it as a joke. She was also almost saying it, like, hooking her up. Yeah. Like, it was so weird. Aaron could have been her grandson. Like, it was just inappropriate.
Yeah. I think it was her grandson who she drank buzz balls with also. So who knows what was going on.
Who knows?
It was deceptive. With the English accent, it was sort of throwing off what was going on.
It was all interesting. But as we're sitting there and we're discussing things, you know, medical things, all of a sudden someone screams, the devil is jealous of me. And we're like, what? And then they stop and then they scream, the devil is envious of me. And I was like, I should just scream back like, no, I'm not. No, like, just
I'm okay, you know, with this. This is just fine.
So we're like, okay, you know, like, and he's one bed over, the person who's doing this. So then he starts screaming about like drumming and like starts drumming on his body so fucking loud. It sounded painful.
I'm the world's greatest drummer. I think I recorded him.
What's the craziest song title you've heard? Then started to go on about decapitated infant.
Yep.
And something else. And I'm like, oh my God. So it starts getting crazy. And I'm like, okay, you're in this cool section. I go to find a bathroom at one point. Everybody's like chill, normal, really quiet and everything. There's only a few other people. I'm trying to figure out why they put you in that section.
The crazy section?
Yes.
They saw you.
What else? Oh, so we're sitting there and like we're discussing things. And then Dr. Epstein walks up.
Yeah, that was a great name.
I like froze and I was like, you got to be fucking shitting me. Like, get him out of here. You, sir, you go by Dr. E now.
Yeah.
You're Dr. E.
It'd be a cool name, like E.
No more Dr. Epstein. Yeah. I don't want a Dr. Epstein. I'm sorry. Is that wrong? Like, no. So, yeah. Anyway, they ruled out all the scary stuff. So we were able to leave against medical advice because they were trying to hold him hostage. So,
yeah, that was your doing.
It got really weird. I'll spare you guys all those details. But basically, we were like, we're ready to go. Like, the results are in, you know, extensive testing was done. So we could get up out of here now.
So I had to discharge myself without their permission.
You sign a paper, an AMA. We just pulled one of my moves and got you up out of there.
Crazy.
You know what that tastes like? Banana baby food. That's exactly what that tastes like. So if you've ever fed your baby or tasted, had a little sample while you're feeding a baby of the banana, the Gerber bananas, that's exactly what the fuck that tastes like. But I'm not mad at it because it's good. I like banana Gerber and the Hawaiian Delight. So, Mother's Day. Mother's Day just happened. It was heavy for me, I'm not gonna lie. As I get older, it gets harder and harder for me, for my own mother issues. Not my mothering issues, my own, you know, my relationship with my mom. So I really spent most of that day fucking crying. I did get some really sweet gifts, a million roses and some chocolate and some more flowers on top of those, and a really sweet basket of stuff. Like, I got really sweet stuff and people were really sweet to me. A lot of people reached out. But it was just hard. Like, I couldn't shake it. I was crying most of the fucking day and I didn't want to go to a restaurant or anything because I knew they would all be packed. Wasn't in the mood for that. So I was like, let's just go see a movie. So we went to go see the Michael Jackson movie, me and the kids, all of them. Except my oldest, and we were there. The movie was really fucking good. I liked it. And then my oldest hit me, who we aren't really in contact that much. You know, occasionally we are, but not that much. And that is something that's been hard for me, but she did actually reach out that day. So that was like, great. Like, made my day. Like, that made my night 1,000,000% better. So was really happy to end it that way. And it just went good. It was a good chill day. I mean, evening. The day was not, but the evening, it ended sweet. I have some really sweet kids for sure. So I'm thankful for that. That's for nice. Them.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. A few people knew that I was upset and they talked to me a little bit about it. And I don't really go into a lot of detail because it's upsetting for me to talk about my relationship with my mom. But I will just say, like in the clubhouse, we were talking about it. And I know a few other people also have either strained or no contact, you know, relationships with their mothers. So it was nice to hear like other people also having a shitty day. Like, that sounds kind of fucked up, but I'm not alone in that. You know, it's that day is hard for a lot of other people also.
For sure.
And I think social media, just seeing a lot of so much mom stuff, like it made it harder. I probably should have stayed off social media for most of that day. But just as I get older, like, it hurts worse every year. That, you know, you would think like as you get older, stuff should get easier. Mm-hmm. that happened in childhood, but it really gets harder. And I wasn't expecting that. And yeah. It's like, it's so ugly. So, and as my kids get older, you know, like mothering is hard. I know that, but like to not even try, like, I just think about how I was done and like, how I could never fucking do anything like that to my kids.
Yeah.
So I think that just becomes like a harsher truth every year.
Yeah, but I'm sure the older you get, the more you realize what you didn't get, maybe.
Yes, yes. Because I know how I feel about my kids and just, you know, I wish I could mother little me, you know.
Yeah.
And I do in a lot of ways. Like I'm still, I take really good care of myself. I spoil myself. It's anything for me. I never tell myself no. So, you know, in some ways I do get to mother myself and make up for the hard years, well, you know.
It's good to be in touch with those feelings.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't suppress them, you know. Like if I have to cry about it, I just allow myself that. Because I think if I suppress them, like, shit would come out in other ways, and that's just not good, you know? So, one day I'll start therapy. Hopefully, I'll find a fucking therapist that isn't a real estate agent on the side, and I'll be able to talk some of this out and learn how to process it. Because, you know, we don't come with a handbook, and we don't learn any of that in school. We learn how to be employees. So, yeah, one day I'll get some help processing this shit.
Well, it sounds like the older you get, the more you're at least thinking about it.
Yeah. About therapy? Or about everything?
The emotional side of it, like, because you seems like you cry the older you get, maybe.
Yeah.
Which is for probably sure better than being angry.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true, because I spent most of my life being angry and having anger and disrespect and all that kind of shit, and I'm just too exhausted for that shit anymore.
Yeah.
So now it's like the softer me just cries. Yeah. And you know, but it's a good release. I mean, it's science that when you cry, like, you're getting chemicals out that need to come out. That's why it feels so for good sure. when you finally cry.
I mean, it feels good to be angry, so it's good. Yeah. One that probably doesn't raise your blood pressure the same.
But when I get angry, I don't have a lot of limits. Yeah. I don't have a lot of discipline with my anger. Yeah. I don't have a lot. Like, if I get to that point, you know, it's like whatever goes, and no, I don't. And well, I'll deal with it after.
I think tears are much better.
Yeah.
Use of your energy.
I agree. I agree for sure.
From what else?
Over the weekend, I had the girls. I had my granddaughter, and I had my little niece over there at one point, and I had peas in my granddaughter for the weekend. And at one point I take them to Ross because it's their favorite store, right? And I'm like, okay, let's go to Ross. So we go, and I'm like digging through looking for something, and I overhear my granddaughter like, you can't be calling boys hot. You can't be saying that. And I spin around and I'm like, what the fuck are y'all talking about? She proceeds to tell me, as this little boy is walking right near us, 2 feet away from us, Pease was calling him hot. Pease was saying that's her boyfriend and he's hot. And it's like a fucking 11-year-old boy. Now, first of all, he hears her. Mm. And so I'm like, what the fuck? And I have to immediately be like, why did you say that? And Pease goes, I don't know. And I was like, just don't, okay? Please, like, just don't. But then, like, I want to say Sunday, I think it was Sunday, Bunny tells me that while I was away from the house at one point, she overheard Lonnie talking about some boy as her boyfriend. So I'm like, God damn, like, did that start for me at that age too? I think it did. I think actually, yeah, I had a boyfriend in kindergarten. So yeah. I guess they're on time with it. But I'm just like, y'all are babies. Knock it the fuck off. You don't think nobody's cute. You don't think nobody's hot.
Not hot.
She's calling boys hot. Like, stop. Full stop. Calling boys hot.
Yep.
It's fucking ridiculous. But that's where we're at in their life.
Yeah.
Have you watched anything new lately?
I've been embarrassingly watching Euphoria and, what else have I been watching?
I think Euphoria is pretty good.
It's fun because I don't take it serious.
Yeah. I don't think it's meant. I would hope it's not meant to be taken, you know?
Yeah.
Because these are all scenarios that are just not going to happen in real life.
It's so unrealistic.
It's everything. Every scene is not real life, you know?
Not even a little bit.
Not even a little bit. It's just very exaggerated.
Or just completely made up.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Just everything.
I don't think it's supposed to be truth, you know, or like give truth.
Apparently, this last episode, which you haven't seen.
Actually, you watched it?
No, I didn't watch it. But I saw reviews, more sex
workers. You read about it?
Just more reviews from sex workers because it goes heavy into the OnlyFans thing.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, but it feels
Were they happy with it or not?
No, of course not. But I feel like that's what part of the show is getting some free promotion.
And reactions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get like people talking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I want to watch the most recent episode and see, and I'll report back. But, I mean, I like the use of color in the scenes and the wardrobes and all that kind of shit. I really like it. It is giving
Quentin Tarantino.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. It feels like that.
Yeah, it is. But yeah, I like it. You also recommended that Nature Boy documentary.
Yeah,
I think
did.
It's on Hulu.
Yep, it is. I watched it and I just didn't feel like he was aggressive enough to be a cult leader. I felt like there was a lot of aggression, but I was expecting
there was aggression,
but I was expecting a murder or something. It just
so I didn't finish it. Okay. So don't tell me too much. Okay. I only got through like most of the first episode, and I like little parts where he's like getting tough and shit, and I'm like,
it's weird.
What? This isn't culty. Like what? Okay, but it didn't really turn up yet. But a few people did write me, and they were saying I should watch it and talk about it. So. You know, I did start it.
There's some highlights.
Yeah. You know, I want
he ends up taking,
essay. Well, I want he ends drugs.
He does end up deciding that he's going to take all the bitches.
Okay, for himself?
Yes, for himself.
Okay, cool. I need that. Yep. I need it to get creepy.
Apparently he makes them drink his man fluid.
Okay.
And
like a bonding thing. Yeah. I don't do that in my cult, but
right.
Apparently I'm not against it. I don't know. Maybe we'll get there. I don't know.
Stop it. Stop it.
I don't know.
There's no cult. This is not
happening. Allegedly. Just kidding.
It's a little strange, but keep in mind, like, they're literally recording everything. Instagram, this all happened in the last few years. So.
Well, that's how he's, like, getting members, right? It's all through the internet.
Yep.
Which I feel like other cults did it the old school way, like maybe word of mouth, people in town, religion, like they used religion. This is all about, like, holistic bettering yourself and through the internet, right? And, like, showing a lot of waterfalls and beauty.
Basically, it's people
nature.
Like right before the pandemic, it felt like just getting on a plane and going to Costa Rica and handing their money over.
Okay.
Because remember, he made the one guy buy them a...
I didn't get there.
Okay.
I didn't get there
yet.
You
haven't got to the ping pong table?
No. Okay. So stop.
Sorry.
No. So I'll get further into it and report back. I need to know all of that. I definitely need to know where this went.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's different from what I've seen so far. It's not typically what I would expect, you know, in a cult. There's a film that's coming out. It premiered, like, there was already a screening of it at South By or something. It's called Chili Finger. Did you see it?
Nope.
So it's based on the 2005 incident that we had here in the Bay Area where a woman lied and said she found a finger in her chili from Wendy's. I remember when this happened, caused them to lose a shit ton of money. And she got in hella trouble. She got like a serious prison sentence. But she had a human finger, put it in the chili.
Where did she get the finger?
Well, that's it all unfolds.
Gotcha.
So, but I remember this case, you know, and I'm like, oh my God, I remember when that happened. And then people being like, don't eat that. Like they don't do quality control. Like they had fingers in there. Ain't no telling what else is in there. You know, like I remember this happening. It was in 2005. So yeah, I'm interested in seeing that. I would like it to be called something else because in my brain, I saw like an interview or something like a year ago where a guy described having anal sex with his girlfriend. And when he pulled out, he called it a chili dog.
Okay. How do we get there? How do we get to this?
So, So that image now is in my head. The girlfriend at the time was an artist. Well, she is an artist. She's a rapper. And I'm not going to, I think that's mean. I'm not going to say who she is, but he described it like that on his show that he went on and was talking about her, and he was trying to insult her, and he said it was a chili dog. And so I have like my own chili finger incident. I was in like Jersey. I was wearing really long nails then, and I had a client come, and what I would do is my hands are really small, right? And I would wear gloves. But what I would do is pack the gloves with cotton balls. So, like, I'm making prosthetic fingers, basically, right? On top of my nail.
Gotcha.
And, like, finger extenders, okay? For when they want to play with fingers. Because I didn't have enough. I'm not giving enough finger. So, I had this situation when I was in Jersey. And I'm giving finger. And at some point, the glove broke. And I didn't realize it, right? Your hand gets hot even when you have a glove on, you know? So it doesn't really feel different. And you're already in there, right? So, like, you're playing. And at some point, I pull out and just started screaming. Like, freaking scared the shit out of this poor, literally, out of this poor client. And I looked, and not only did I have it on my hand, but it was under my nail. And it was a chili finger.
Ugh.
So when I see the movie
title... That's hot.
The movie, when I see the movie titled Chili Finger, I'm like, call it something else, because, like, I might write a book called Chili Finger. I got my own Chili Finger story. You're making me think of my own Chili Finger. It was awful. I was going to amputate my hand that day. It was really traumatic.
So you want to use that name for yourself. So you want them to rename.
I just don't want that reminder.
Gotcha.
And I do want to see the film. Because it was a Bay Area story, and I remember when it happened. But, like, don't call it that, because then mentally I'm going back to my Chili Finger.
Right.
Okay. Stop giving me war flashbacks, like, so, I was in fucking World War One. So you're not taking
ownership of Chili Finger. You don't want to be reminded of it.
I don't want it. It's traumatizing to read Chili Finger coming soon. Or, you know what I mean? Like, been there, don't want it no more. Like,
it's, yours was kind of a better experience as far as not being good.
For what? My finger wasn't dead.
The
it was trauma, about to be.
The trauma.
It was about to be. I was about
traumatic.
To cut it off. Like, yeah, that night was hard. I was ready to amputate my whole fucking hand. And let's just have
this. Did you get your nails redone?
Yeah, because for sure they came off. Yeah. But let this just be a lesson. If you want to do any type of backdoor play like that, you have to prepare. And if you're dealing with first timers, you know, maybe it's kind of my bad. I'll take some ownership, because maybe I should have explained. I always say, like, make sure you're clean, right? Everybody doesn't get that. Everybody, you know, maybe if I'm dealing with a first timer and don't know it or something, and that, you know, they might think, you know, expecting men to be clean, like, that it's risky anyway, but, like,
maybe add that to your rule book or list of
you things. Have to be specific, like, enema. Gotcha. Like, do a fucking enema before you get, like, no. 5 minutes, do one in the parking lot
you
before
you
come
a lot
in here
to ask
to do an enema.
I mean,
no, that's standard. That's standard.
I don't know.
Yeah,
no idea.
So really,
how would I know?
That's standard. You never heard that, like,
I've never,
you never saw people in the grocery store with hella enema, I mean, on the fucking conveyor belt?
I never have partook.
Do the enema in the fucking parking lot for all I care. I want you to do it like 5 minutes before you see me.
Enema in the parking lot.
I mean, I'm
crazy.
Just kidding. But, like,
I got you.
Do that shit like recent, not before work. Like, no, you have to do it within the hour, I would prefer. And be clean, because nobody wants a nightmare situation. I have talked to men, though, and the next time I get a man in this chair, I got questions, because men ain't really tripping if that happens, if they get painted. Remember Jose taught me that's called painted?
I don't think men are tripping off much when it comes to sex.
I'm tripping. I don't ever paint me. I've been painted more times than I appreciate. No one should be getting painted. I got painted, but I'm learning that a lot of men ain't tripping. It's not a deal breaker. They're still trying to fuck.
How many times would you say this has happened?
To me?
Yes.
Many. Many. With toys and shit. Like, on toys. I've left the toy. Like, fuck it. That's yours now. Clean it. Don't clean it. I don't know. Take it.
Left it in there?
Yeah. Like, you know? Yeah. Yeah. More times than I appreciate, like I said.
1,000?
Yeah.
At least 1,000
Not
times.
10,000.
For sure.
A lot, though. But
I feel like with you, 10,000's light. But
okay. I've heard horror stories, though, where dudes, like, it's not even a horror story for them. They're just like, yeah, there was a little bit.
I mean, I don't want shit involved.
Well, you're a man. Okay, let me ask you.
I don't want shit involved, and I'm done. Any shit from anywhere.
If you see any sign of it, you're done.
I mean, most people are.
Are you going to finish until you finish?
I'm going to get up and leave.
You're not going to finish. I don't
care. There should be no shit anywhere around. There just shouldn't be.
So have you... Do you do anal?
No.
With partners?
I have.
No, no, not yours. Do you...
Have I...
With girls, do you fuck them in the ass?
Probably a couple times I have. It's not a big thing for me.
Was there... Did they paint you?
No. I've gotten lucky. But also, I wasn't, like, trying to get in. You know what I mean? Like...
So... You're saying you never saw anything?
Never.
If you did, you would wrap it up. Party's over.
Yeah, but I...
Like you wouldn't finish?
No, and I would not.
I hear stories...
I can't do the smell? No. Come on. Imagine just, like, you're fucking and you smell shit.
You like, you lose your boner?
Yeah. I'm losing everything.
Your
I'm
mind.
I'm losing respect for the room. If there's
you're losing your mind.
Yes, I'm...
Yeah, it's, well...
It feels 100% counterintuitive to, like, sex. Shit, sex, I don't know.
Finishing is not that important.
I'm not against freaky shit, but let's just omit shit. Like, from everything.
So, okay, that's your answer, but I've had this talk with other people, and a lot of people are not fucking tripping. They're gonna finish and then shower. You're too eager for the nut, I feel like. You're too dedicated to the mission. You need to abort.
To overlook shit? Yes. Yeah.
Like, I'm already here. Like, I might as well fucking finish. So it wasn't for nothing type attitude is what I got.
I mean...
And I was like, that's wild. Like, you're committed to finishing the job.
I guess if they spent their hard-earned money and it's very few freak...
I don't know if it's money being spent. This is just with girlfriends or whoever. Yeah. Yeah.
With girlfriends, I don't even want to know that they shit.
Right.
So, like, what are we talking about?
Well, a lot of people ain't tripping.
But you don't want... If you're with somebody, you don't want them to know that you're even shitting.
I don't.
That's...
What are we talking about? I don't. I'm a girl.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
so,
that doesn't even happen. So, yeah.
You've never strapped down a female and has there been shit?
Have I?
Yeah.
It's always been with men. I feel like women, a lot of the women that I saw just made sure they were like...
Got it.
Ready. But yeah, it was always a man. And I can't even say it was always a first timer. Like, because a couple, they clearly were not doing this for the first time. And it still happened. So I feel like it's just inconsiderate. And they're not really tripping. So they assume other people ain't going to really trip. It's very disrespectful. It's very rude. Do not recommend. But yeah, it happens. I learned recently because I saw a meme and then like I sent it to a dude friend and I was like, is this for real? And they confirmed. And then I saw people in the comments laughing. And it was basically like when you're hitting a girl from the back, sometimes you'll get a smell.
Yeah.
I beg your fucking pardon. I beg your fucking pardon. What?
Just a waft from the area? I mean...
And you're over there saying, yeah.
There's been wafts that you can look by. Like, that happens.
That smells like what, sir?
Just not pleasant, but if you start overthinking and you put a... I'm just saying.
What are we doing? So you're finishing the job and you're smelling something bad.
I'm saying a waft, like a quick maybe...
This is awful news.
No, I'm
this
just
is
saying,
awful
maybe
news.
If it's a... I mean, it's not happening, but I'm just saying, but it's could imagine.
It's happened with girlfriends.
I'm just saying I could imagine getting past a waft as opposed to like shitty dick.
But you said it happened. So it happened with a girlfriend.
I mean, we're not really pointing out the smell or the waft, but you know.
It's happened.
I'm absolutely not sure.
You're absolutely not sure. You said it happened, so you know it happened. Uh-huh. But now you don't want to throw the girlfriends under the bus. I'm not going to say, I'll make you say who.
like you was, could. I honestly, I don't remember a time. I was just thinking in my mind that a waft compared to what we were painting, maybe I could get past a quick waft of any something, but not of. I mean, you're telling me that guys can make it past shit.
Chili.
So I was just, the chili finger thing, I was just saying that it's possible to make it past a quick waft. Like a really, is that stopping you? I mean, shit didn't stop you.
What are you talking about?
I mean,
the party was over. What do you mean? Yeah, it stopped me. It didn't stop me? It stopped me.
But it didn't stop
him. They probably just wanted to like, I don't know, finish or something. They didn't have the option anymore. That's what I'm saying. Like at that point, like I used to put a disclaimer, like if you show up dirty, not only am I keeping your payment, but like I'm not rebooking with you. Like, because at one point I just got so tired of the shit.
Literally
so tired of the shit.
Okay. I don't know how we got back here.
I'm sorry. This is a really childish conversation, but yeah, a waft, like, and then like my guy friends are like laughing and they're like, yeah, that happens, and they're not tripping, and it's really fucking, it's bad news. That's bad news.
Gotcha.
That's horrible. And then you know me, I want to know who.
No one wants a waft, but things happen.
I'm asexual, so.
You are.
Just in case you guys didn't know, I'm asexual. APs, did you see the collab? I've been sending you stuff on social media. The AP Swatch collab that's coming out, I think,
the 16th.
So they're doing a collab. They've, you know, a lot of luxury watch brands, Omega, I think, did one,
yep,
have done collabs with Swatch, and it actually was smart, and it earned them a lot of fucking money. I think the one that Omega did ended up earning them like almost $1 billion. So from a business standpoint, I see why they would do it. I saw a few people complaining and talking a lot of shit that it's like devaluing the brand and that they own a real one. So why the fuck would you make it accessible like for the poors, basically? Because this launch is going to be like between $300 and $500. And some people are furious, but then other people are like, why not? You know, like,
I mean, who's furious? The few people that can afford a $200,000 watch.
Yeah. Like a couple, and I saw just a couple people complaining, yeah, but somebody roasted the complainer and was like, you didn't even buy it from AP. You bought it from AP's customer. Like you're AP's customer's customer. Yeah, so like, why are you tripping anyway? You know,
buying it aftermarket. I think it's smart because it's just an ad.
Yeah.
It's just an ad for kids. But I mean, I think it's like a toy Porsche or something, you know, like for a kid to drive or something to me.
Released by Porsche. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Like a limited edition, yeah, novelty type thing.
Listen,
like,
I mean, most people should never buy a $200,000 watch.
Yeah. Even if I had it, I don't think that's a good decision.
And it's not. It's a pocket.
Do they hold value?
It's a pocket watch also.
Well, I was getting to that.
Yeah.
So it's not a wristwatch like people thought. There were a lot of AI images going around. Mm. So it had people thinking they were going to be these colorful ceramic wristwatches.
Right.
They are not. They are pocket watches on like a leather lanyard or whatever. And I think they are colorful, but you know,
saw a few. I'm just curious what the markup will be.
Does it come with a monocle? Like, what are we doing with a pocket watch?
It's like, kind of which, like a, like if you're a coach and you wear it around your neck, I guess.
Yeah, you could wear it. I did see some people like
popping it out.
Putting it on a handbag, yeah, like on a tote, sure, like for women, like that might be kind of cute, but then I think it would get damaged.
How much do you think that the resale will be for these watches, though?
A lot. Like probably a lot, because they're only releasing so many.
Right. So, like, that's the funny part, that you're going to take a $300 to $500 watch. And
people were camping out before they even knew they were pocket watches.
I wonder what the resale is. What would you guess?
I would guess, like, at least five bands.
Yeah.
But people were camping out like 2 days ago because they were thinking it was a wristwatch. And then a lot of people were making jokes like, pack it up, it's a pocket watch, you might as well go home. I still think it's a cool thing if you could get your hands on it, because it will have a resale value.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't see it yet, but I'm looking
for, I would like to see one in person.
I don't know. Swatch has been around forever. It's just a cheap plastic watch, but if you get one for $300 to $500, sure, why not? Be fun, but
yeah,
I'm never going to buy a $200,000 watch.
No. Not even if I had millions and millions of dollars. I don't get it. That, to me, when I see shit like that, I'm like, oh, you're insecure. You're super insecure. You're doing shit like that.
Definitely. Or you just got dumb money.
And you're bored.
Yep.
You're just super fucking bored.
You'd have to be.
There's more confirmed cases of this virus. I'm going to keep talking a little bit about it until it goes away. This virus is pissing me off, because why did y'all let these people off this boat? Why did you let them travel? What are we fucking doing? Saying they're being monitored is not giving me a warm fuzzy. I don't trust it. I don't trust how the last fucking pandy was handled. I don't think people are going to know how to handle something dangerous like this happening again. So there's like, I think, 2 Bay Area people that have it. There's some Southern California people. There's, you know, Atlanta people. Like, it's popping up kind of all over, and it's making me nervous. So, I ordered some more masks today. I'm just going to start masking up again. I don't know. I don't know if, like, this is going to be like that all over again. Like, hand washing stations, fucking sanitizer everywhere, masks. What are we doing? Like,
I don't know. It sounds like a deeper, darker secret. Something's going on, for sure.
You think, like, the government is behind it?
I mean, I think that the government's involved in everything. But, yeah, right now, stay at home. You had a good theory.
What?
Gas prices.
Yeah,
we gotta save gas. We gotta save gas. Put everyone inside.
Yeah.
That was your theory, though.
Yeah. I still think that's part of it, because that hasn't resolved. So it's like, yeah, let's sit everybody down until we figure the gas shit out. But I just hope, you know, like, people aren't getting really sick from this strategy.
It kills like 40% of people. It's not a good thing to be running around.
It's not, because didn't they say COVID killed 30% or 20 or 30 when in the early COVID?
Like, I don't know. I don't even think
the percentage was lower, basically lower than 40. So
yeah, much lower.
So I have a few write-ins that I wanted to get to. This one is from Michelle. Hey, Thea Pat. I'm trying my best to keep up with the new and amazing content you've been putting out, and I'm currently listening to the live you recorded prior to But I'm the Bad Guy Part 1 episode. And frankly, the people who shall not be named got us fucked up. And I say us because we're family at this point. I first and foremost want to take a moment to give you your flowers. The pod has had such an amazing turnaround, and it's honestly been such a breath of fresh air. There's been so much variety and so many different characters from all walks of life, and that's truly been so much better entertainment-wise, even though I could listen to you talk all day by yourself. I 1,000% have always loved the pod, but season 2 has been the best thus far. I've been on Patreon for 2 to 3 years, I believe, and only kept it because I couldn't go without my exclusive episodes. Other than that, there wasn't ever much that interested me here, to put it bluntly. It didn't seem worth it until this new season started. The tentativeness, interactions, engagement, overflow of content, and all the lives really make it more than worth it. All the hard work that you've been putting in shows, honestly, so much to me and us as listeners who really gave a fuck about this show. I honestly, truly cannot put into words how much it means to have a real ass, strong ass, fine ass, dope ass woman on the other side of the camera. I hate that all this got so ugly and wish so much that old girl could have put her big girl pants on and just gave us a small statement, anything, something. I feel things could have went so much differently. It's like you've always said, and something I learned from you, is that some people really are only in our lives for a season. And I accepted that's just what it is with her, for you, and for us as listeners. Although I'm not as interactive as some of the other Clubhouse members, I love it here. And when I'm in here, it's great. I come here for everything, questions, an outlet, advice, a bad day, a pick-me-up, dinner ideas, medical advice, motivation, literally everything. And there is really only you to thank for that. So thank you. I love you, and we're always going to ride for you, even if you don't, and you're listening to this right now, get the fuck out. To end it on a lighter note, Potterfria, you are the motherfucking prize. Don't you ever forget it. Kiss hug from Michelle.
That's nice.
Thank you so much. You covered everything that's going on in the clubhouse. And I've said before, it's been a huge support system for me, and I'm so grateful. And yeah, that I just have all of you to lean on, and we have fun, and I'm over there more than I am on social media now, on other apps, and yeah, you guys really make it what it is, so I thank you guys for even being there, because I couldn't be there just talking to myself. I might nice. Try, but I couldn't. I have another one. This one is for some advice, and it's anonymous. Hi, Pat. I'm writing in because I've just found out that my husband of almost 12 years, together almost 17, is having an affair with a woman in Colombia. I travel often for work, and he's gone on a few trips with his male cousins starting about 2 years ago. All was fine, and I didn't have any suspicions for the most part because I trusted him. Then he started going to Colombia by himself, and his behavior made my antennas go up. Solo trips, canceling our trips, saying he couldn't miss work, then turn around and go to Colombia for 3 or 4 days. When I would ask, his response would be to relax. Long story short, I looked in his phone and I saw what I had suspicion of. He's having a full-blown affair with some lady over there. So much so that the bitch knows he's married, thinks they will get married, and that she will have kids with him. Nah. Not that this matters, but she is ugly as fuck. It is always that. And I have a theory about that also, that men cheat with less attractive women than their current partner, because I think then they get to be the bad bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's better for their self-esteem in a way. Because that's what I figure, because they always fucking do it. They never cheat with, like, a badder bitch. I don't know why that is. Okay. When I confronted him, he said I shouldn't have looked in his phone. And after pressing him, he said it doesn't count since it's outside the country. I will beat you in your motherfucking face. Like, I'm sorry, if a man ever told me it doesn't count because it's in fucking Mexico.
Have you ever heard that before?
Have I ever? I've never heard of anybody ever saying anything. Like, where's the logic? It doesn't count because it's on Mars? What are we talking about? What are we fucking talking about? Sorry, I am convinced he is having a midlife crisis, but I know that I do not want to be with him because the affair is already hurtful. But all the times he's gone and gone, and when I would ask him about his behavior, he would lie to my face. The continued betrayal and lack of accountability has made me completely lose any love or respect I had for him. I need advice from the clubhouse for these, if anyone knows. California divorce law. He bought our house before our marriage, but we've been married almost 12 years. I believe I'm entitled to the equity, married over 10 years in California, but he keeps saying he doesn't owe me shit. I know he's a true narcissist. Nothing is his fault ever. He says I will owe him alimony. Okay, he's out of his mind. Midlife crisis and crack is what I'm going to say, because this is crazy. He says I will owe him alimony because I make more on paper. That's not how this works. That is not how this works. He underreports his income. What can I do here? If we go to court, they would subpoena his financial records, which will show that he is spending more than he makes. The mistress, this bitch is so unattractive and has grown kids. I text her once on WhatsApp and she blocked my number. She's not going to give you no information. Let me just tell you right now. She's not the one that owes you any loyalty, and she wants your husband. So even if she responded, I wouldn't trust anything she said, because she's trying to run you off. So that's the last person you need to talk to. She blocked my number. I would love if the clubhouse can text her over and over until she loses her shit. I might have to call her on fucking Words with Friends.
For sure.
I also have her email address. I want to find out where she works and her adult kids' contacts so I can let them know about their nasty-ass mom. Oh, they probably already know. They probably already fucking know. Also, if any of the clubhouse has contacts in Medellin, I would like to gather as much evidence of the affair and of his trips there. He has one planned soon. Girl.
She wants him murdered. Like, she wants.
He has one planned soon. Like, he's already going again soon. When he goes, you clear out that whole fucking house. Yeah. I'll come help you. Like, don't. Oh my God. Okay. I know where he will be staying, and I would like some evidence that they will be there together. Need help getting more information on her job, family, and also any other things the clubhouse can suggest or help me with. I normally would not do all this, but I have gone past the devastated phase and I'm ready to enter my villain era. Oh, him and his ugly refrigerator can get it all. I have zero fucks to give at this point. Any highly recommended family law in the Bay Area would also be helpful. Please help. Okay, definitely. If you know a Bay Area good family law attorney that can help her, please, because that's number one. Fuck all that other shit. That bitch can have him. Let him be her headache. He's going to do it to her, too. Fuck her. Fuck him. Let them go and be miserable together. You get a family law attorney so that you can get what you are entitled to. Equity from that house, whatever.
I think it's 50-50.
California is 50-50.
And it's a no-fault state, so all the cheating doesn't even matter.
It's automatically 50-50. Yeah. But the cheating will help because... like, you have proof of that, yeah. And
it sounds like she has all the info. This shit. She just needs the money and to go. Don't be mad at her. Just go.
Yeah.
Get everything you can from him.
Who knows what he's told this bitch? He might be telling the bitch that you abuse him or something. Yep. You know, men make up shit to the other woman. Yep. Who knows? Who cares? Who cares? Fuck her. She's going to find out who she's in love with in no time. So don't worry about that. Your concern right now is to get that divorce and get whatever you are entitled to and hope, move the fuck on.
And hope no one robs the house while he's out of town.
While you're at work and he's in Colombia, do not, you know, we hope that no one breaks in.
And takes everything.
Yeah, yeah. Because I've heard that happens.
It does.
Karma is crazy like that.
California's... It's a no-fault state, but it's 50-50 too, so I think she'll be okay.
And he's telling you nonsense. He's just saying anything.
He's wasting money on trips and this bitch.
Yeah.
He's fucking up.
He's an idiot.
Get rid of him.
You're going to owe him alimony? Like, I'm sorry, that's not how this works. But let him say whatever. I wouldn't even argue it with him. He's not even worth a conversation at this point. The fact that I know who this is even breaks my heart. And I'm just, girl, you're too much better. So much better. No. Don't waste any energy on her. Don't waste any more a minute of your time on him. Like, just prepare your exit. That's it.
And cancel your murder plans.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Your villain era.
Yeah.
No, we're leveling up. That's the best revenge. Anytime, like, I've been, like, cheated on and hurt from it and, like, devastated and sad and all that shit, I just level up. Like, I cut my... My cutoff game is what hurts them the most. Like, than any freaking out, destruction of property, anything like that. Just taking myself away is how I hurt them. Take yourself away. No more contact. You know, he'll regret this later. Don't ever talk to him or let him come back around later. Like, yeah. And I'm so sorry this has happened.
Yep, and take off that money.
Yeah, for sure. For sure, for sure. I have another write-in. Oops. Okay, this is from Juicy. Pat, hear that in my voice, he says. I decided a while ago I was definitely doing a May birthday write-in to a very special person. Patafria, a.k.a. Pat, what a past 6 months. I know it hasn't been easy, but the way you have handled this and blossomed, the other day during a live, you had to hop off quickly and go get peas. I had commented, and I want to comment again. For me personally, two really good things have grown over the last 6 months. First, in my heart, I sincerely believe we have grown closer. You are my friend I would move heaven and earth for. You are special to me and many others, and your presence in our lives means so much. Second, our community has grown closer. I now talk regularly with many. I don't want to get upset.
That's okay.
With many from the clubhouse. While I can't say she prevented all this from happening, it isn't a coincidence that so much good has happened since she left. I can't wait to see you continue to grow and shine. Thank you for sharing so much with all of us. Thank you for your time. Thank you for the laughs. Thank you for the healing. And thank you so very much for your friendship. Happy birthday, boo. Love, love, love you, Juicy. P.S. Can't wait for your birthday surprise. Thank you so much. And I'm mad you made me cry. But thank you. And thank you everybody that's joined the Patreon. All of the new members. I'm going to start reading off names again to welcome everyone officially. And I will also be picking May raffle winners this week. So if you have signed up for Patreon and you didn't send like your t-shirt size in a DM on Patreon, please send that. All tiers are included in the monthly raffles, even the free tier. So make sure you send in your info, and good luck, and thank you guys for being here. Bye.